RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Mippy on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM worldwide on the free Odyssey app, wrapping things up on a Wednesday. VCU game day pregame starts 6:15 p.m. tonight. Tip-off 7, the Peacocks come strutting in to the Siegel Center. It's St. Peter's against VCU, but we have just enough time remaining in today's show for a little crosstalk.
Two hosts enter.
Let's get it on right now, all right?
Two hosts will also leave, but in between, all bets are off. This is Crosstalk with MP and AWOD.
Okay, okay, let's get this show on the road.
Special guest at the game tonight, Adam. Our boss, BZ.
Yeah.
Coming to the game.
I'm looking forward to this one. It's going to be a monster matchup at the Stew.
Hey, it's a coach who's had a win in the Stew before, so... You never know. He was the coach of Wagner when they came in and won.
So it feels like it's been revenge season. Every single game, there's another reason to get juiced up for it.
All right. But the real reason we're here, and this is more your show news than my show news, but we're a big happy family here. This is Stubbs' last week as your producer.
Yeah, and as the sounder said, you know, two hosts enter. Well, today two producers will enter. But only one will leave.
Yeah, Hazel, you can't leave. Sorry, that's strictly off limits.
I don't want to live here. I didn't bring a sleeping bag.
You have to retire behind the board of Michael Phillips' show.
They'll raise the buttons into the rafters someday. Because Stubb's an amazing producer.
Yes.
And so we wanted to do right by Stubb on the way out here. So we got Stubb's favorite food in the entire world today for the studio. The Chili's Triple Dipper.
You did right by me. That is the correct phrasing there.
Give me the John Gruden scouting report here, Stubb, on the Triple Dipper.
Oh, the unboxing.
I don't fully know what some of them quite are yet.
Okay. But why don't you try it then?
What do you normally get in your Triple Dipper?
I normally get regular mozzarella sticks, Southwest egg rolls, and buffalo chicken tenders.
Okay.
Nice.
We have all of those somewhere in there.
That is a triple threat right there.
I like the sliders. I don't like dipping a slider, so I usually skip on those.
Yeah.
But they're still good. And they have like flavored mozzarella sticks. Like they have buffalo and honey barbecue mozzarella sticks. Don't love the flavored mozzarella. There's enough going on there.
Nobody's
already
clamoring for a flavored mozzarella stick.
No, I would not be in on that either.
There's also chips with all the major dips.
And that's not a triple dipper, but it is three dips and chips.
Yeah, so did you have to sign up for that? Like, did you have to pay extra for
that's
that?
That's called the dip trio.
That's the dip trio.
That's the dip trio.
It's a triple dipper and a dip trio.
He got triple triple dipper, right?
Because you got
two triple dippers and a chips and triple dipper.
That's a nine dipper if you're keeping score at home.
There are nine dips and nine things with
this
which
to be dipped. This is the 999 we've been trying to get Stubb to do.
Not since Will Chamberlain has this much dipping occurred in one place. So yeah,
we need to get a picture of Stubb holding up a sign that says 100 chips dipped.
This is an incredible surprise today. I am beyond happy.
Excellent. Well, thank you for all your good work behind the board at AWOD over the years. And you've got another producer lined up.
Yes. And Stubb has filled in numerous times on your show.
That's what I'm saying.
And held down the fort as well. Also, high school football. He's done VCU basketball. I'm pretty sure he's done the board for either Virginia Tech or UVA football, or at least monitored the board.
Squirrels?
I've done squirrels. Many squirrels.
Everybody's done squirrels.
I've done board for high school football and in person. I've done the gut check. I've done who's talking.
You've done more high school football games this year than Gary.
That's actually, Gary's gotten a bit with the injury bug, like Jaden Daniels.
I mean, just an incredible turn of events. Injures his truck drives over his leg. As he's recovering, his other kneecap dislocates.
Yeah. Who's more likely to return, Gary Hess or Jaden Daniels?
They're both on the same trajectory right now. Yeah. I think Gary's
We'll review it after the bye.
Gary's still got two functioning arms at least, so there's that. Before you get back to stuff, any twinge of like, I wish I was there as you see everybody in Madrid running around?
No. No, not at all.
Because the team stinks?
Because of the travel.
Yeah.
My dad had a nightmare travel story. He was supposed to be in Barcelona 2 days ago. He got in this morning. There was, we've got travel issues in this country. And apparently there was a delay going from D.C. to Atlanta. The fact that he had to go from D.C. to Atlanta and then get to Spain is incredible.
That doesn't add up.
No, but he's there in Barcelona right now.
Will we have like an on-the-ground report on AWOD Radio?
We're working on that behind the scenes. Might have him send in a voicemail.
Well, what's your producer doing then?
Eating triple dippers, yeah.
Tell me about the dips. There's the foods.
I don't fully know, but usually with mine, it would be a marinara, a regular ranch, and then like a cilantro ranch.
Oh.
For the Southwest egg rolls.
I was not allowed, I ordered online, I was not allowed to choose my dips.
They usually have one that's associated with.
Okay, they pre-picked the dip for me.
Yeah, and they're correct.
They were correct, or you go off menu?
No, I don't go off menu.
They
know what I want. Chili's, they know me.
Don't doubt it.
I have had so many life celebrations at Chili's in the last year. Anything that happens, well, I guess I got to go to Chili's every time.
Do you have a celebration spot?
When I was a kid?
Yeah.
If it was my birthday, it was Mike's American Grill. If it was just
what'd you get?
A special dinner, it was Chili's. Mike's American Grill, I would always get the chicken tenders and fries.
Okay, Chili's? Yeah.
Boneless buffalo wings
boneless
and fries.
Yeah. I love that you're a Chili's guy, too.
Yeah.
No wonder this has worked for so long.
My bit is, at Chili's, I think they have a tremendous buffalo sauce that I dip my fries in. And I know you're probably going to be upset about that, but I dip every fry into their buffalo sauce.
Why would I be upset about that?
Because I don't use ketchup.
I'm not upset about that.
Okay.
Wait. I like to dip fries in ranch.
I'm also not upset about that.
You and Michael got upset when you initially found out.
It was the barbecue sauce.
Barbecue sauce and fries?
That I got upset about.
Oh, okay.
That was pretty unhinged. But also, was there a wing thing as well? Do you have a wing thing?
I dip my wings in extra buffalo sauce.
That's fine. That's normal.
Yeah, okay.
And then I will dip my fries in that same buffalo sauce.
I feel like you're remembering me being mad at you for a food opinion, which I'm sure I was at some point. I've been far madder far more often at Grant from the Grant and Danny show. I get mad at one of his food takes once a week.
I get even more frustrated every time I find out that Danny Rouillet won't share French fries. Oh. Sharing a French fry is how you become my best friend.
Dude, I learned that the hard way. We were eating, and I was like, hey, can I try a bite of that?
Did you get dikembe'd?
Well, you didn't have to stick the knife in me. I was like, hey, can I try a bite of that? Because it is polite to ask first, so the other person can say yes and invite you in. He was like, no. And I laughed, because he's a comedian.
Yeah.
Ah, that was a good bit.
You know what you should have done is the comedy bit where you say, quality control here, and then you just stick your hand in.
But Grant puts his arm on my shoulder. He's like, no, he's not kidding. Yeah. Like, you're not getting any of his food.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, what are we doing?
I know.
To me, triple, it's the triple dippers. You're like, you put a bunch of food in the middle of the table, everybody eats. That's a good meal.
Well,
to me.
When I go, everyone gets their own triple dipper.
Well, that's you can get it as
sometimes
an entree.
There's a mix and match going
but
on.
Sure, we've had a dinner before where with the guys and we all split different things.
Yeah,
that is the way to go.
JP Finley and I are famous for splitting a steak on the road. That's our move.
I would rather split, like, I get chicken, you get steak, then I get a bite of each.
Yeah,
that's the kind of teamwork I like.
Yeah, I just think steak's the best. Like, why would you get something that's not the best when the best is available?
Steak is not always the best at every restaurant. Yeah. There are certain restaurants where fish is better, or maybe a chicken is better at an Italian place.
Or the baby back
ribs. Me personally,
ribs.
I look at the menu, and then the number next to steak is the highest, so I don't order that ever.
Well, unless you're not paying. Yeah.
That situation does not find me often.
3 hours, AWOD Radio, live and local. What do we got cooking today?
Yeah, we'll be cooking up a big show here today on a Wizards Wednesday. Dave Johnson will join us. Joe Yastroff will give his take on the Washington Commanders. We will talk about the new college football playoff rankings, what it means for UVA and JMU moving forward. Then Matt Shelton-Ide from VCU Ram Nation on a VCU game day.
I believe both UVA and JMU, if they win out, will be in the playoffs, and I don't think either can do it.
The problem is, it doesn't seem like JMU winning out will be enough if South Florida also wins out.
The critique was JMU's strength of schedule, and it gets really good down the stretch. They've got Coastal, App State, Washington State,
but who did
and
South Florida
Southern
beat?
Miss.
They beat Florida.
I get that. I just think four banger games to finish, if they could pull it off, would be enough to get the
right,
job done.
But what I'm saying is, the rankings that came out yesterday, JMU is below South Florida. If South Florida doesn't lose, they can't get jumped.
I'll see you for Crosstalk. Thank you, Stubb. Great work behind the board. Two more days of Stubb. We're back tomorrow. 910 The Fan, now 105.1.
Be in the mic.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having 4 kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. Welcome aboard Wednesday morning. Wednesday afternoon in Madrid. Commanders have their practice in the books. We'll update you on everything going on there. Where Noah Brown returned to action after missing some significant time, which if that's not the story of the 2025 Washington Commanders, I don't know what is. We'll check in with the Commanders. It is also VCU basketball game night on the Fan and at the Siegel Center. St. Peter's coming to town, crossing the pearly gates of the Siegel Center. We'll tip off at 7 o'clock. Pre-game starts 6:15 with AWOD, and I get to watch AWOD's pregame live tonight in the Commonwealth Club. That's where the rich people hang out before the basketball games. I don't know how I got invited to the Commonwealth Club. Probably because I know BZ. That's probably the hook there. They've never invited me to the Commonwealth Club outside of knowing somebody else who's actually important. But I'll be there. If you're a rich, important person and you're in the Commonwealth Club, say hey. He'll be the guy in the corner doing a radio show, which I think will be hard to miss. I'll be the person in the corner not doing a radio show. Might be easier to miss, but you figure it out. Ask around. And our guy BZ, our big boss, will be there. Maybe we'll tape a segment of Ask the Boss, because we haven't done that in a while. Could be. CK was on with the Junkies this morning, explaining why they're not in Madrid. BZ could be on with us tonight, explaining to me why I'm not in Madrid. We all have the same question this week. You're either in Madrid and you're asking where do I go get sangria, paella, whatever, or you're not in Madrid and you're asking, why am I not in Madrid? These are the questions as AWOD comes barging in on a VCU game morning. Today is also a very important day at the Fan because it's salute to Stubb. This is the last day. Hazel's not here on Thursdays and Fridays because you do other important things as well. So it's the last day with you and Stubb here. So
it's my last day with Stubb.
We have a special surprise in the last portion of the show. So looking forward to that as well. Three guests today. Count them, three. Is that a show record? Feels close. Well, not counting like Super Bowl shows.
Oh, okay.
The Super Bowl shows are eight.
Are you sure? Sometimes bit season goes crazy. Sometimes we have a bit season panel in here.
We've had segments with more than three guests on the panel for sure.
Yeah.
Three separate guests today, pending Zach Joachim's availability at 11:15, which is always, you know, it's a game time decision.
Wake up, Zach.
Wake up with MP. Robbie Robinson is the voice of the Rams, joins every game day. He will today at 11 o'clock. And of course, at 10:25, it is time for Play Chesterfield, our weekly high school athlete spotlight. As we remind you, Sports Talk on the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Early wake up on Sunday. Pregame show is going to start at 6:30 on the Fan. Kickoff at 9:30. You know the rules. Time minus three. Minus 3 hours. They'll be fine, though, because they're in Spain. It won't be an early morning there.
And we're not.
And we're not salty about that, but we kind of are. It's like whatever you say about the team, they stink. Like there's worse things than a week in Spain.
Yeah.
The tailgate Teds, the rally captains are all like, I'm sticking with this team. Like, you don't even have to stick with the team. Just go to Spain for a week.
Oh, no, a week in Spain.
Oh, the indignity of it all. Noah Brown back at practice. Practice already in the books in Spain. That's the opposite of what I like going to the West Coast. Because when we go to the West Coast, I do the show early in the morning. I got the whole day to do whatever I want. You know, when I worked for the newspaper, you have to turn your story in by 3 o'clock p.m. West Coast time. You got the whole night to do whatever you want. Spain is actually the opposite. It's late afternoon there. It's drive time in Spain. JP and B-Mitch, they're just getting rolling there over at the Radio Barca or wherever they're at there in Spain. It's still nicer than their other set. It's still nicer than their other set. Radio Marca, I can't read it, but B-Mitch looks thrilled to be in Spain. I'm picking up on that much for sure. Everybody's in Spain doing the Spain thing. Good for them. I want to talk about the New York Giants, though, who made a quarterback change this morning. Jameis Winston will start on Sunday against the Green Bay Packers. Now, that is, of course, pending if Jackson Dart can come back. He is still in the concussion protocol as of this morning. Usually, if the quarterback can't practice Wednesday, that's not a great sign going forward. He may still bounce back. But if he can't, Jameis Winston will be under center instead of Russell Wilson. Two things. One, chaos factor in play against the Packers on Sunday. This is wild for both teams because the Giants need the spark. They've played well this season. They just don't have a good record. They're tied with the Commanders. One of those teams, I think, has played significantly better than the other. I think it's the Giants. They've had 4 10-point leads on the road and blown all four of them. These guys haven't had those kinds of leads. To blow a lead, you have to have a lead. So it's not nothing that they've had. It's not great that they've blown the leads, but it's something as well. That's Jameis Winston. He's the wild card. He'll do anything. And against the Packers, the Packers fans are antsy about Matt LaFleur. They want him fired, which is wild to me. And also, you lose to the Browns and the Panthers, the fans are going to be unhappy. So I get where the dissatisfaction comes from. Also, they're 5-3-1. They're very much in the thick of the playoff hunt. They're half a game out of first place as we speak to you this morning on Wednesday morning. They're 5-3-1. They want to fire the coach, and they've got a layup game against the Giants. And you wake up this morning, if you're Matt LaFleur, like, hey, the fans are mad, but I'm going to get to beat the Giants Sunday. You wake up this morning to read they're playing Jameis Winston. That's the last thing in the world you possibly want. Give me Russ any day of the week if I'm Matt LaFleur. Now, I don't think they would actually fire him because the Packers are a well-run organization, whereas other teams, sure, you may overreact to your fans and do it. Even if Jameis beats them, which would be a hilarious outcome, we all agree on, I don't think they're firing Matt LaFleur. This is going to be another crowded year in the coaching carousel. More teams firing their coach than there are good coaches coming up in the thing. Number one coach, I'll call it right now, is Clint Kubiak. Everybody's going to be calling him. And I wonder if the Commanders are going to do the sneaky coach search where they're not planning to fire Dan Quinn. They're not going to fire Dan Quinn into a process and all that. But they'll maybe make a couple of calls like, how's Clint feel about Washington? He's in Washington right now in Seattle. Maybe another Washington. We've got a good quarterback here for him. The below-the-radar calls, could we get fill-in-the-blank whoever you want, right? Like, hey, Pittsburgh, you going to let Tomlin go? Would he want to be here? And if he did, then you think about making the move. But I don't think they would get rid of DQ without a definitive better answer coming. Because that was a big part of the first search. And Ben Standing and I were debating this on his podcast last night. Ben was saying, Josh Harris is a guy who stands by ownership. He stands by management. He has historically hired coaches, hired general managers, given them a long runway to do it. My counterpoint to that, this was not his first choice. This wasn't like, I did an extensive search, I identified the best guy for our franchise, and it's Dan Quinn. Now, they will always say that at the press conference. But I think we all know he was at least the third pick in the sequence here because we know about the late call to Mike McDonald in the cycle as well. Will he say, okay, I've owned the team a couple of years. I have a better feel for this process. I have a better handle on it. I know I can go get my guy under the radar. Goodell calls, hey, we're mad at you for doing that. Whatever, deal with it. I got my guy now. Or is he going to give Dan Quinn the leeway to get out of this mess? And I think a big part of that is going to be these next two games because it's all about the defense and you've got a winnable football game against Miami on Sunday. We'll see if the defense bounces back. And then you come back from the bye against Denver, which is a winnable football game. Bo Nix is getting sacked like it's nobody's business right now. I'm not here to tell you Bo Nix is a bust. He's not, but he's really vulnerable to a defensive line that gets after, and that's what Dan Quinn specializes in. Speaking of DQ, he coached Russell Wilson, who is benched in New York. Do we dive back into the Hall of Fame thing? I think we do, because I think we've witnessed today the end of Russell Wilson's football career. I don't think he bounces back from this. I don't think he gets another opportunity. I don't think he's interested in signing on somewhere as a Marcus Mariota definitive backup guy. I just don't think that's how he's wired. I think today we're witnessing the end of Russell Wilson's career. And also, every success he had was with that Legion of Boom defense. It's got to be noted. And athletes, it does not get held against athletes what they do late in their career, right? Brett Favre, Michael Jordan, name your guy. We all get over it in time. But I don't know that that's end of career. His time in Denver, his time in Pittsburgh, and now this is end of career. I think it's still very much he had some years left and burned three bridges in three cities. I think it's got to be a part of the Russell Wilson story, and we'll get to all that. College football playoff rankings are out, though. I think Miami's the most fascinating team on this list. We'll dive into it on the other side. Play Chesterfield in 19 minutes. You're listening to Richmond's home for the Commanders. This is 910 The Fan, not 105.1. MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM, worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Do you want to hear about VCU basketball against St. Peter's? We got you covered at 11 o'clock. Robbie Robinson joins the show. Zach Joachim right after him. We'll get you ready for a VCU game night. Do you want to hear about the Commanders? No, of course you don't. But if you do, I want to dive further into this ejection situation, because a lot of, like, Deron Payne should have been ejected for punching Amon-Ra St. Brown in the helmet. Don't mishear me on that. That was a fair ejection and a fair one-game suspension. And also, there's this report last night from Mike Florio, because remember on the very next play, Javon Kinlaw pushed the ref when he was trying to get the Lions guy off of him, which is an automatic suspension. Mike Florio reports that Kinlaw wasn't ejected because, per a source, the officials did not want to eject a player on consecutive plays, which is not a valid reason to not enforce the rules. And also, the video on the All-22 is very clear that Amon-Ra St. Brown punched Deron Payne right in front of the ref two plays before the ejection. Now, if it happens behind the play, if it happens to the side, you're like, the refs can't see everything. They missed it. Now, he should be suspended for this week's game. I don't see the gray area here. He'll get fined, sure, whatever. He punched a football player. That is a one-game suspension. The Lions say, more of a shove than a punch. No, it was a punch. You can see it on the video. He punched a football player. He should be suspended for a football game. He's not. Why? I don't know. And also, the bigger question, what was that ref looking at if it wasn't Amon-Ra St. Brown punching Deron Payne? The whole thing started because of that. And then everything becomes chaotic after that. Again, I'm not saying Payne shouldn't have been suspended. He punched a football player in the face. I'm just saying, let's apply the rules consistently. And we all see it on videotape. What in the world is going on here? And other Commanders issues later in today's program. But I want to get to college football playoff rankings, because every year they're chaotic in their own special way. But I think this year the folly of the unbalanced schedule is greater than ever. And we'll dive into that, especially in the ACC, but in other conferences as well, including the beloved SEC and the Big Ten, which believes it's the beloved SEC, but isn't. College football playoff rankings came out last night. I continue to believe, so 12 teams make the playoff, I believe we have 10 spots stone cold locked. So we're not dealing with a ton of controversy here. It's just controversy on the margins. Ohio State, Indiana, Texas A&M, Alabama, Georgia, your top five. They will all be participating in the college football playoff. I don't believe there's any dispute on that at this point. Number six is Texas Tech. Now, they are the presumed Big 12 champs. In the event they lose the Big 12 title game, another team will replace them as the Big 12 champs. That's a spot. It's accounted for. Number seven is Ole Miss. Number eight is Oregon. They are both in the college football playoff, pending meltdowns, the likes of which I don't see happening. They're both well-coached teams. They're both good quality teams. They're both going to be fine. So that's your top eight, and they're all lock them down We have not covered the ACC champ. Legally speaking, they will be required to participate in the college football playoff. Congrats to them. We also are not counting the group of five champ. Hopefully James Madison would love it if it was JMU. Dukes, South Florida currently has the spot right now. They are a tiny bit ahead of the Dukes. Lots of football left to play for everybody, most particularly JMU, which has three difficult games down the stretch here. If they win out, I believe the spot is theirs. I also think it will be very difficult for them to win out. Group of five champ. That's 10 teams in the college football playoffs. So that gives us two spots left to go here. They gave the two spots to Notre Dame and to Texas. Notre Dame, as we covered pretty extensively last week, that's a brand name pick. Notre Dame is there so that, even though they have a soft schedule the rest of the way, you don't have to justify moving them up. They're already in. They can only be kicked out with a loss. Feels unlikely they'll lose. They're setting up Notre Dame, the brand, being in. Texas at number 10, a lot of football left there for them as well. But the craziness, especially in the ACC, is that Miami is the top-ranked ACC team, despite having arguably no viable path to the ACC title game. Miami's got two losses. There's five ACC teams with one loss. So the committee's actually doing what the committee's supposed to do here, watching the football games, making a declaration on which team is the best. And in the ACC, the best football team this year is Miami. But they have two losses. They're not going to be in the ACC title game. You're not going to take two ACC teams. The ACC's only hurting itself here by not sending its best to the college football playoff. Georgia Tech and UVA, both in the mix to get that college football playoff spot. If you win the ACC, you deserve it. Whatever you say about it, it is a tough conference week in, week out with a lot of talented players. Georgia Tech this year did not have to play Miami or Louisville or SMU or Duke or UVA. And we've been over UVA's schedule. Their only tough game was against Louisville. Obviously, they've got a tough one now against Duke, whose role in Chandler Morris' injury, we'll wait to find out more about that. But that's not just an ACC problem. Texas A&M could be in the SEC title game by virtue of their record. They, in the regular season, they did not play against Alabama. They did not play against Georgia. They did not play against Ole Miss. And they haven't played Oklahoma or Vanderbilt, both top 25 teams. The first three of those teams are definitive playoff teams. We got too many teams in these conferences, y'all. It doesn't make sense anymore. Ohio State, by the way, doesn't play Oregon, Indiana, or Iowa, or USC. What are we doing here? We got two. You got 16 teams. You got eight football games. You run the numbers there. It doesn't make a lot of sense that we are just arbitrarily naming a champion based on who's got the easier schedule that year. Makes it easier for the gamblers because you can figure out pretty easily at the start of the year who's going to win, who's going to lose based on these schedules. But we got to rearrange this at some point or expand the playoffs. I'm sure what they want to do, get rid of the conference title game weekend, which we've suggested a number of times. UVA still got the path. Got to beat Duke on Saturday down in Durham. Not an easy game. Duke's playing well this year. Chandler Morris left with an injury early in the Wake Forest game. He remains day-to-day, was out there on the practice field Monday, but was not practicing. We'll keep you posted as the week goes on there. Then, of course, the big Virginia Tech game. If they can get through Duke, and that's a consequential football game, ooh, there's going to be a little bit of interest around that one the Saturday after Thanksgiving. Gets me excited thinking about that, which, of course, you'll hear right here on 910 The Fan. So that's the college football playoff. We've got a long ways to go, lots to get to. We'll break it all down. Another playoff situation is brewing in high school football. Cokie Steve, Coach Chris, will be on the call Friday night as the first round of the high school playoffs begin at the public schools. Always a thrilling weekend, lots of action. Of course, we check in with Chesterfield every single week. The Play Chesterfield Athlete Spotlight is just minutes away, and today we are checking in with Monacan High School. So we'll go check in with Monacan. A lot of great things happening down there right after this break. You're listening to the home of high school football in Richmond. This is 910 The Fan. Now,
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
105.1.
Empty of the mic. 910 the fan. 105.1 FM worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Bizarro world in the NFL, because it seems like the teams doing the best are also feeling the worst about themselves. We mentioned earlier in the program, Matt LaFleur on the hot seat in Green Bay. And that's not like a fan blog like The Athletic saying that. And he was being asked about that at his press conference. And he's had some bad losses this year. I'm certainly not going to deny that. That still seems a little bit insane to me. Who's winning the AFC North right now? It's the Pittsburgh Steelers. Now, obviously, the Ravens are charging, but they're in first place. And there's a lot of hand-wringing. This Aaron Rodgers thing is not working out. Mike Tomlin weighed in on Aaron Rodgers, how he's doing this season, whether the Steelers need to go back to the well one more time.
I'm not going to, you know, chalk it up to an off night, but there are no long-term concerns. I'm just not going to allow your words to be my words. That's all. Sunday night was what it was, but I have no long-term reservations about his ability to play the position and play the position at a high level for us.
Was what it was. No reservations whatsoever, Mike Tomlin there in Pittsburgh. He's been fine, and also, it was such a dud of a game. And it stinks he had back-to-back dud games, because Monday was such a snoozer as well with everybody forgetting how to score points. Like, you had marquee teams. It was a really good slate of games. It just didn't turn out to be good at all. This week, I'm excited again. This week, another great slate of games. Even in the early window's never good. And we've got some actual quality games happening in the early window. You got Tampa against Buffalo in the early window. That should be a lot of fun. Jameis Winston against the Packers. Yes, please. A sign up for that. two great games in the 4 o'clock window. You got Seahawks Rams for the NFC West lead, both 7-2 right now, and then Chiefs Broncos, where the Broncos are 8-2 and are completely on fraud watch. The good teams are all melting down. Nobody knows what to make of that this year. The Chiefs are 5-4. If they lose to the Broncos on Sunday, they would be 5-5 and arguably out of the picture in the AFC West. I know they've got an easy schedule coming, but four games is a lot to make up in the final six. And yet, they're the betting favorites right now to win the Super Bowl, not the Broncos, who are 8-2. Now, some of that is Bo Nix has been struggling in recent weeks. Your Sunday night game, Lions-Eagles, another really fun one. I'd be excited to watch the Lions, who have Amon-Ra St. Brown playing for them, because apparently it doesn't matter if you punch somebody or not. Whatever. I'm over it. I'm not over it. Indy just seems to live this day-to-day tenuous existence. The best teams are all completely unsure they're the best teams. Feels a little more like an NBA season than it does an NFL season. Just get into the playoffs. Don't worry about the bye. Don't worry about the one seed. Just get there, and we'll figure out the rest when we get there. And then you got, like, Chicago at 6-3, second play. Like, they feel great about what they're doing. Somehow Dallas fans are still defending themselves. Like, still feel good about what they're doing. Chiefs of 5-4 feel great about what they're doing. Jacksonville feels like it's got something with Trevor Lawrence, 5-4. There's a lot going on in the NFL this season. And then the Giants in the center of it all, as they always are, looking for a new coach, as they do every couple of years. Now, I understand why Bill Belichick's name is being mentioned in conjunction with the Giants job. It's New York. It's Bill Belichick. This is the program Tom Coughlin famously ran like a dictator for a long time. I don't understand why anybody in the year 2025 would want Bill Belichick to be the head coach of their National Football League team. Like, it's ESPN's job to come on the air and be like, would Bill Belichick be a fit in New York? No. Obviously, we can end that segment pretty quickly. Oh, what would it mean? Bill Belichick and the Big Apple. Is nobody paying attention? They're bad. They have a bad college football team. He's got a 20-something-year-old girlfriend who's calling his shots on social media. What part of this screams make him the coach of the New York Giants? And yet, here he is yesterday in Chapel Hill. Coach, you got to take the Giants job?
I know when you got here, you said you're not coming here to leave, but as soon as the Giants job came open yesterday, your name got thrown out there. I'm sure it will with other NFL jobs. What is your message to players, to recruits? I'm sure people are asking you about that, who want to come to the program.
Yeah, getting ready for Wake Forest. That's all I got this week.
Has anyone asked you, or the players or recruits want to know about your future?
I mean, I've been asked about it from time to time, but yeah, I've been down this road before. I'm focused on Wake Forest. That's it. And that's my commitment to this team. And next week it'll be to our next opponent and so forth. But, you know, I'm here to do the best I can for this team.
He's playing the hits. That's a classic. Classic Bill right there. We're on to Wake Forest.
What do you think having a 37-year-old?
We're on to Cincinnati.
Classics.
It's nothing about the past, nothing about the future. It's right now we're preparing for Cincinnati.
Play the hits, man. Hey, remember that time when I did On to Cincinnati? That'd be a good one. Play the hits, Bill Belichick. I'm on to Wake Forest. You're not on to Wake Forest. I love the other two. We're going to do Wake Forest, and then we're going to play whoever our next team is. He's so focused on Wake Forest, he didn't even know who the next team is.
Doesn't matter.
Could be anybody. He'll find out after the Wake Forest game is over, because he's so dialed in on the Wake
Forest
game.
He's very focused on the Wake Forest game.
I'll say this. Play the hits. No, nobody wants to hear Springsteen play the new stuff. Play the hits. Bill Belichick playing the hits.
It's nothing about the past, nothing about the future. It's right now we're preparing for Cincinnati. Okay.
The best. Still the best. That was a banger. It was a banger then, it's a banger now.
I mean, it's hard to top it. Of course you're playing the hits when that's the hit.
It's so good. I'd play that hit all the time, too. The surprise is that he hasn't played the hit since then. He's done versions of that from time to time, but never quite the overt.
Do you think Jordan had a little sit down with him and was like, listen, we got to rectify this image. Do you remember the hit?
I don't. I don't, because I don't think Jordan's done that much research.
She doesn't remember the hit. No!
One, she's not old enough to remember the hit. Just saying. Two, I think she's in her Adobe Photoshop.
She's putting those GIFs on there.
World, yeah. Maybe she's vaguely aware of it. I don't think she knows.
It's got to be a GIF, actually, now that we're talking about it.
I don't think she knows how much of a banger that was at the time. I think that's all Bill.
Oh.
I think deep inside there,
pure Bill,
is a really smart guy that just doesn't come up to the surface all that often these days because he's coaching a dreadful football team and it's going off the rails. Now, hidden inside I'm on to Wake Forest is, who in the world is going to hire me to coach your NFL football team? Are you watching? Are you watching what's going on out there? Nobody's going to hire me to coach their NFL football team. I will say this. Bill Belichick and Jameis Winston in the same meeting room, instant Hard Knocks gold. Nothing would be better than that. And I'm sure Bill wants to get back to the NFL. I am sure Bill also, again, deep inside there, the smart, brilliant brain deep inside there, because he is, understands he will never be hired as an NFL football head coach again. Like in a maybe an interim somewhere in a clean house situation. There is no chance he is hired as an NFL football coach again. It's just not going to happen. He's going to be lucky to get the North Carolina gig next year. I think they're gonna make him fire Lombardi. He's gonna have to bring in a real GM. But are you gonna run that back for a second year? Can you say with a straight face, I've learned? Now also, Deion's still coaching at Colorado. And you could say Deion's glory days as a coach have passed him by, but that would imply that they existed, which they most certainly never did, except maybe at Jackson State. Deion is still making a crap ton of money for the Colorado program, though. They're selling out every game, and the branding's good, the merch is good. We were in Denver, people are wearing the merch, people are repping the school. That's a little different. I would argue that UNC is not a brand that needed the public bump. They've got Michael Jordan, Dean Smith, Mack Brown, Lawrence Taylor, the soccer player. Who's the soccer player? Is it Alex Morgan? They've got one of them. Yeah, Alex Morgan's UNC, one of them. They're good. The UNC brand, as long as Michael Jordan is still alive, is doing just fine, and I would argue they've got a pretty good run coming after his death as well. They don't need this. Colorado needs this. Deion's going to win 5 games a year. Whatever, he's selling tickets. No worries about it. This, though, this is unbecoming of the University of North Carolina. Will they have him back? I don't know. Should they have him back? I don't think so. And yet, in the ACC, where every year is just who you play, not how good your team is, who knows? Georgia Tech, man. Georgia Tech's going to make the ACC title game. Definitively not as good as Miami. But we got to move on to better things because it's basketball season on The Fan, as you know. Commanders are in Madrid. We'll keep you posted on that. Weird to be doing the Commanders updates at the start of the show, not the end of the show. But practice is in the books. Johnny Newton, big opportunity for him this week with Deron Payne out in Madrid. He can show what he's got against the Miami Dolphins, a matchup of two coaches that know each other very well. Hour number two, we're going to devote some time to VCU basketball. They play St. Peter's tonight. Our guy Robbie Robinson is the best person to get us equipped for this basketball game. He's done his homework. He will share his notes with us on the other side. Zach Joachim joins the program at about 11:17 this morning. Salute to Stubb coming up before the show is over, because this is Hazel's last day with Stubb, thus today is the Stubbapalooza Salute to Stubb Day. We'll get to all of it. Busy hour number two before we get you off Daywad Radio. You're listening to 910 The Fan now at 105.1. Right, two great guests means we're off the clock here. Behind the clock, I don't know what the radio term is, but wherever the clock is, we're not there. We're also not in Madrid. That's all right. We're not mad about the clock. We're not mad about not being in Madrid. Nobody's mad about anything. It's a great show. It's a VCU game night. Zach Joachim dropped by. Grab the Odyssey app. It's free. It's got the rewind button if you missed any of that. I am intrigued by this JP and Beamich situation more than anything here. They are doing their show from a radio station in Madrid, Radio Marca, which is, I guess, the fan over there, not part of the Odyssey Network. The Miami Dolphins mascot is in there doing bits, and they posted this. The host, as he's talking about whatever he's talking about, brings the Miami Dolphins mascot in and starts asking him questions, but the mascot doesn't talk. Now, I know this from having covered the Redskins in the London game. They are fascinated by elements of American sports they don't have, and mascots is one of them.
They don't have mascots?
Nope. Their teams don't have mascots.
What's the point? Why do they even play?
Their teams also generally don't have names like that. Like, think about it. Like, FC Madrid, like, or whatever. Real Madrid. FC Barcelona. They're just places. Right? Liverpool.
Okay.
They don't have the second half of the name. They don't do that over there. Thus, they can't.
But you're the Liverpool what?
They're not. They're Liverpool. Now, they have nicknames and, like, colors and, you know, like, but that can't make a mascot out of a color.
Sure. Sure you can. I've met a crayon. The Wiggles. Come on.
So the Dolphins mascot's doing bits with them there.
Well, what, they're all over it.
What a time to be alive. What a time to be alive. Ahead of... Look, sometimes we criticize the NFL international games for not being good. This is not one of those times where I will allow that. On paper, 3 months ago, this was a banger of a football game. And it's not anymore. That's the NFL. That's how it works. I think they're going to flex out of the Sunday night game against the Broncos when they come back, too. The Broncos are leading the AFC West, and nobody believes in them, and Bo Nix is getting sacked every 4 seconds. It's bleak out there. There aren't enough marquee teams, and when you finally get the marquee games, they're not delivering. Bills Chiefs was great. Everything since then has been a dud. Steelers Chargers should have been a phenomenal football game. It was a dud. Eagles Packers should have been a great football game. Not only was it not, they're calling for the Packers coach to be fired. How bad does a game have to go when two good teams play and you want the coach? That's SEC behavior right there. SEC, what happened? We lost to the number two team in the country. Fire everybody. $54 million. We think that's fair. Pay you now. LSU's changed their mind, though, because they're trying to not pay Brian Kelly now. They're alleging that they fired him for cause. Losing football games is not a cause, by the way. They're going to have to pay him. I respect the attempt, though. All right, we'll wrap this up. Tribute to Stubb to finish today's radio program. We'll be back right after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.